This is Grant Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Jim Jacobson. He's the president of Christian Freedom International, found online at christianfreedom.org. He's also a veteran of the Reagan and Bush 41 administrations and has also spent time as a key aide on Capitol Hill. Now in his organization, Christian Freedom International, he assists the persecuted church around the world. We want to get his thoughts as one of the most repressive nations in the world, Burma, now known to some as Myanmar, hosted an American senator for the first time in a long time as Virginia's Jim Webb was in the country over the weekend, meeting with the leaders there, helping an American get his freedom, and also having a conversation with a very famous dissident there, Aung San Suu Kyi. And Jim, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
This is the second time in just a few weeks that we've seen folks go into very repressive countries. Former President Clinton going to North Korea to win the release of the two reporters there. And now Senator Webb goes to Burma and gets the release of the American. But there are those, including yourself, that believe that this does more harm than good. Explain why.
Well, what we're concerned about is that the senator gave legitimacy and credibility to the military dictatorship of Burma. The country is ruled by a brutal regime that uses children as human minesweepers. It is engaged in ethnic cleansing of its own people. And it's a government that seized power illegitimately back in 1988. Its rightful ruler, Aung San Suu Kyi, a Nobel Prize laureate, has been under house arrest for almost 20 years. And I'm just concerned that Mr. Webb has gotten himself involved in a very delicate situation that he didn't know anything about, and he's complicated matters, and he's certainly giving credibility to a junta that deserves zero credibility.
How does this embolden them in terms of their standing among their own people or the rest of the world, and why would a more isolationist stance be more effective, do you think?
Well, the current track that we've really been engaged with here is to isolate the regime, and this isolation has been working. The economy is getting worse there year by year, and we're just we're calling on the current sanctions to continue. The Bush-era sanctions, the Clinton-era sanctions, the even going back as far as Reagan on Burma, that plan is working and it needs to continue. But this American that the senator rescued, this is a guy who did an insane thing. And a lot of people are in prison because they deserve to be in prison. What he did by visiting Aung San Suu Kyi in detention was to put her under house arrest for 18 more months. That means that she'll miss a scheduled election to be held next May, and that's setting back the peace process way back to the Stone Age for Burma and for the people.
Jim, I know that you've been able to get into Burma on a number of occasions, and especially in terms of bringing relief supplies following that devastating typhoon not long ago. What's it like there? What's the typical day like for the typical Burmese person?
It's a terrible situation. You know, this is a very strange country that to own a radio, you have to have permission from the government to have a camera. It takes a government permit. The people are very repressed, and it's ruled by a dictatorship that it runs it like a mafia. They export amphetamines and other drugs in the region. They traffic in human beings, and so it's a terrible place for the people. Everyone in Burma wants peace and democracy to come to that country, and no one wants to give any legitimacy to people like Tan Shwe, the head dictator of Burma today.
And we know more about this regime. It's recently been revealed that they're interested in becoming a nuclear power, correct?
Well, they are. They have all sorts of aspirations and cooperation with other dictatorships, such as North Korea. And, you know, they're engaged in all sorts of terrorist activities, exporting terrorism in the region. And so they'll do anything to continue in power. And that's why, again, Senator Webb, you know, all these senators, it seems like they all want to be president someday. And so they go out looking for ways to make a name for themselves. But Senator Webb got involved in a very delicate matter. And, you know, all the newspapers in Southeast Asia are talking about the senator's visit. This is the first time a sitting senator has ever visited with a dictatorship there in Burma. And it's giving them stature. And that's just the wrong message to send.
A couple of questions before we let you go here, Jim. Number one, how much of a change has there been in that country? You mentioned the coup that took place illegally in 1988. What kind of a country was Burma before that?
Burma has a rich history. Prior to World War II, it was one of the richest countries in Southeast Asia. And it is rich in natural resources, in petroleum and other things. But the dictatorship has taken that country back to the Stone Age. And it doesn't care anything about the people. Let's not forget that when Cyclone Nargis hit Burma, everyone was shocked to learn that they wouldn't even allow the aid to go in to reach the people who were dying and needed medicine and food. So this is what has happened for the unfortunate people of Burma.
And, of course, your organization, Christian Freedom International, reaches out to believers and tries to provide materials and other encouragement for believers who are living in a very repressive environment. And, of course, this is one of those situations. What is their life like specifically for believers in Burma?
Well, I was just there 3 weeks ago. I went into the country without permission from the junta, without detection by them. And we went to a number of villages that had recently been attacked by the junta. The army goes in, and they just burn down entire villages, shooting people on sight, raping women. And it's just unspeakable, the atrocities that you learn about while you're there. We were there with medicine, and we passed out Bibles. And their Christianity is thriving amidst this extreme persecution. When villagers found out we had Bibles in their native language, they would line up by the hundred just to get a free copy of Scripture. So there's some encouraging things going on there. The people themselves are very peace-loving, and they want democracy. Let's not forget that they received Christianity almost 200 years ago from an American missionary, so there's a lot of identification with the United States of America.
Jim, it's a fascinating story, and once again, more information on how you can assist Jim and his organization in reaching out to the people of Burma and other persecuted believers around the world, ChristianFreedom.org for Christian Freedom International. Jim, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Jim Jacobson, a veteran of the Reagan and Bush 41 administrations, a key aide on Capitol Hill in the 90s, now president of Christian Freedom International. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.